Welcome to Steel and Naz, presented by HedgeBetter, episode 164 in the building. I got Steel over here, myself, Naz, Tuesday, June 4th. And we got some NBA Finals.
Huge week.
Boston Celtics.
Massive week.
Playoffs are finally starting after three rounds of, not boredom. I mean, the last series was pretty good games, but you know, you're in a series where, you're not guaranteed to win, I don't think.
Let's go.
But we'll do the five big Qs, NBA.
Need it.
NBA Finals. It starts on Thursday, recording on a Tuesday night here. We've been on a little bit of a hiatus, so I haven't really had the aftermath of the Bruins losing in six games to the Florida Panthers, who will probably be eventually the Stanley Cup champions. That's up for debate, too. OTAs, do we care about football yet? And baseball talk, is it worth going to Fenway Park? Where they're spending money on this team? Steel can gloat about his Yankees, and the Rays suck ass. That's what I had on the card there.
Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just reading the lines.
Yep. UFC 302 recap was pretty damn good. Dustin Poirier put up a hell of a fight besides losing. Strickland came to the end. You know, it was good stuff. I think we'll see a better card going forward with the McGregor thing coming up in the end of the month. But good recap. We'll get that going. Want to give a big shout out to our sponsors, Slide Edge Fitness Performance, 101 French Avenue. I mean, it basically is the summer now. We've been warning you guys for 6 months.
Yeah, you should have fucking done it.
Now it's on you.
On you.
If not yet, Craig Kelly, looking for guys. Looking, for teams. If you're a coach or in the area, trying to get your team better with some physical training, and I know the Quincy Isaka coach personally. Maybe you get your guys in there if you're listening. Maybe get make it happen.
Maybe
make the tournament this year.
Do it.
Also, the law office of Patrick J. Foley. That doesn't really retain to high school sports, but
hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, lawyers, yeah, that side, lawyers, that yeah. side. But it seems like he's doing a good job. Always seeing, his pump up videos and
fired up.
He literally has like Tom Brady hype up videos for
he gets the people going.
The law offices, it's great. Doing the legal stuff for houses, doing well. And I do have to mention here on a tough note, a couple Stalinaz affiliates slash family. Big shout out to Peter Forbes. He's going through it through his health. I'll leave it at that. But prayers to him. He's magic and Anton's uncle, and I'm also related. Prayers to Peter Forbes, big Peter Forbes. And then also I want to give a shout out to Matt Troy too. I think he's going through with some health issues. I'll leave it at that again. But big shout out to those two. Thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. On the next note, the Celtics Mavericks. I mean, how we got here, the Mavericks, demolished Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves, who was supposed to be the hot team to, burn through the finals. And then Celtics, on the other hand, who kind of got pushed to the limit every game, I think outside of game two. But even though it was a sweep, it was, I think it was more challenging than what it just says 4-0.
Oh, yeah. Young team, they got to clean it up. Like, they easily could have won two of those games. But they puked on themselves.
Yeah, the game one was just crazy how that, there was that Siakam. He couldn't get the ball in at the end.
Yep.
And then
Halliburton, fell out of bounds on one of them, and we got the ball back. And it was like, dude.
And Jaylen Brown just hits an unbelievable three-pointer. Game two, they took care of work. Game three was, similar. They came back, I think. Both of them were 90% chance winning with the Pacers the last minute. Celtics just know how to close teams out. I think that's the difference from this year and comparing to last season. I think, if they played like this last season, there would have been a lot more W's than bowing out in the Eastern Conference Finals. Big credit to Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown showing up. Jaylen Brown was the Eastern Conference MVP. I think it could have gone either way, but just due to his, big shot in game one, and Derek White had a big one. Was that game four?
Yeah,
to close it out. But I mean, they've all played well.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Great to see Jason Tatum averaging 30 points in the playoffs. A lot of people are always down talking him. Still down talking him, and I'm kind of getting sick of it because he's one of the best players in the world, and I think he's going to show that on the stage in the NBA Finals. Has been too. Yeah, you're right.
He was 19 dunking on LeBron in the Eastern Conference Finals. Get the fuck out of here, you idiots.
I know, and they I've said it, and I'm not taking it away from Luka Doncic. He is an unbelievable player, probably top two, top three best players in the world. But first round Eastern Conference playoffs, Jalen Brunson dominates, goes off. Second series, they lose. Next time around, Anthony Edwards dominates Denver. Has Everyone thinks, oh, they were going to go to the finals. They're going to win it. They get clapped to the Mavs. And now everyone's saying that about Luka. And we'll see what the Celtics here, but it seems like it's running the same tune. That's my theory.
No, it's the exact same thing. The Celtics, like there's no, like, we got lucky. We avoided, like, the Bucks because, like, Giannis and Dame got hurt. And they got, like, and no one got hurt on their side, but they got lucky they avoided Denver.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's the same thing.
I think everyone's lucky they avoided Denver. I think Minnesota did everyone in, like,
service. Yeah, huge favor. Huge favor. Absolutely.
I think if we're talking Celtics Nuggets right now, I would be more confident in the Nuggets being the Celtics than the Mavericks being the Celtics. That's for damn sure. You know, going into this series, just, you know, early on, you see how dynamic of a team the Celtics have been with so much talent. They don't have just, you know, Jaylen and Jason Tatum. I think Jason Tatum, top five, top 10 player in the NBA, Jaylen Brown, all-star. You get what I'm saying. But then this backcourt here with Jrue Holiday, Derek White has stepped up. He should have been all-star this year. They just have too many guys who could play on this team. And then you have Kristaps coming back and Al Horford hitting 7 threes in game 3.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a few better backup fucking big men than fucking Al Horford.
Yeah, I think.
I know he's old, but he's still got it.
I think their only problem is playoffs, like, obviously, you know, the turnovers, the not, you know, closing out on, you know, people coming towards the hoop. But I think not having a big man with the absence of Kristaps Porzingis has been a huge issue. Luke Kornet's been out a couple games, so they've had to play my boy Xavier Tillman. O'Shea Brissett gave him a couple minutes. I know he's more of a 3-4, but they're just trying to get any big guy they kind of could. So seeing Kristaps here, does he come off the bench? Does he start? I'd like to see him come off the bench at least game one.
Yeah, I would say game one, do that. Definitely do that. And we're playing a team that doesn't exactly have a dominant big man either. Because, like, you might need him more game one if, like, Jokic is out there or something. Like, they don't have a huge threat. I mean, you're worried about the guards when you play them. I mean, PJ Washington's a power forward. He's good. If he starts to, like, go off.
Yeah, there are two big guys I would look out for is Gafford and Lively. So Derek Lively. I have it up here because I wouldn't know their first names if I did. But Gafford and Lively has
been Lively looks great like in the playoffs, a rookie of the year
candidate type of guy. Seems like that's really been their strength is their defense because, I mean, they have great guard play. That goes without even saying. But when you can go in and, you know, create problems in the paint, I think that's what then. I think that's how what they did to shut down Minnesota because Anthony Edwards is the unbelievable talent. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, Karl Anthony Towns, a lot of games he just didn't show up. And then Rudy Gobert was just a big time choker.
Oh, no, Anthony Edwards, yeah. If I were the Wolves, just like to stretch away from the preview for a second, if I was the Wolves, I'm trading the fuck out of both of those guys and just riding Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, at least one to like bring in another guard. Get
the fuck out of here. Those two are losers.
Bring in another key guard. He's Rudy Gobert is a four-time defensive player of the year. That just tells me that that award basically means nothing.
No, he's the tallest guy and he gets blocks. That dude sucks.
When he got cooked by Luka there, obviously he was at a disadvantage. Luka's just faster all around.
Oh, of course. Now. No, and I'm not saying he sucks because of that shot. Like, but like everyone in the league like makes fun of him, says he sucks.
Yeah, and I think that's warranted.
Like, you know what I mean? When you have a rivalry with one player, like him and Draymond Green, because Draymond Green's kind of an asshole, that's like one thing.
At least he knows he's
like
an asshole.
The league says this. Yeah. Like other like people who like don't even talk are like, oh, that guy. Like, you know what I mean?
It's interesting because the Celtics have really pulled, without Kristaps, they've pulled, you know, seven people, eight tops playing. I mean, you look at the, you know, Jays, Derek, Drew, Al, and then off the bench, Peyton Pritchard is probably getting the most, it's probably like the sixth man right now without Kristaps.
Yeah, I'd say
so. Then you got Hazard has been kind of cold, who you're just waiting for him to come on because he'll hit some big shots. Kind of reminds me of the guy, Duncan Robinson. When Duncan Robinson gets hot, is the type of player he kind of is.
Struce.
Fuck that. Kornet, we'll see. But it'll be an interesting series. One that you're excited for. A lot of headlines, you know. Kristaps used to play for them, now plays for us. Same thing with Kyrie, the whole, you know, that's obviously the headline of, you know, Kyrie comes back to the Celtics. Boston Celtics fans would probably like to see him hurt.
I will be booing intensely on Thursday night. Or will be defending the wall. Get ready.
No, have you ever seen Celtic Pride? Like it that they could like do that movie over and just throw in Kyrie Irving. He would just fit great in that role.
Fucking Kyrie Irving.
Is that Rappaport who's in that?
Yes.
He's a Knicks fan. That
Gross.
Yeah, that's gross. He just plays a diehard song. I could never do that.
We'll see. It should be a good one. I think a huge thing is, like, if we're up like 10 in the fourth, like, you got to stay up 10 against this team. Like, Luka and Kyrie are both extremely good fourth quarter players and have been since they've been in the league.
Yeah, I think they're both going to get their points, but you can't let them take turns. You got to force the other one's hand at points, and you can't let the other ones beat you. If P.J. Washington goes off for a 25-30-point night, you're going to lose that game.
Yep, 100%.
Bottom line. I think the Celtics are way too talented of a team. I think they've been the best team in, you know, basketball since, like, the Warriors were in the... I don't think there's been a team who's won the championship who's more talented than the Celtics since, like, the dominating Warriors. I think the Celtics have that good of a roster where they have four or five guys that can beat you, you know, or even bring up the ball. I think that's key, too. Just have a bunch of guards who can bring up the ball.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, that's part of the fucking, like, when everyone's talking about, like, oh, they've played nobody, they've done everything. Like, they've beaten everybody. Yeah. Like, all the people, like, all the teams you're talking about, like, they went, like, 65 and what was the record?
65 and 18, yeah. Something like that. Like, 17, you know what I mean?
Like, the fuck? Like, they've been doing this all year, regardless of what team it was.
And it's not like it's been, like, winning seven. They have been smoking teams.
Yeah.
Like, and the Pacers was different, but at the end of the day, you did win 4-0. Won 4-0. They didn't beat you, and it's going to be really tough to beat the Boston Celtics in a seven-game series. Like, to beat them four times is going to be tough. They're going to have to really let their guard down. They're going to have to really choke. But I think they're ready for this moment, and I think this is a good, you know, for Dallas to get here is great. And Dallas has been in the Western Conference Finals, but I think the Mavs are like where the Celtics were a couple of years ago when they lost the Warriors. And the Celtics are at a point where, you know, they've been through it all, and it just seems like this is the time to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. 18, baby. Let's ride.
And, like, there's the next couple of years, I think they can win. I think they can win another one. I mean, stick on the problem at hand right now, but this isn't a team that's going away in, like, the next two, 3 years.
No, and yeah. Neither are the Mavericks. I mean, this could be the beginning of a cross-conference rivalry. Without a doubt.
Kyrie could just, like, get pissed off one day of the summer and just retire.
That's true.
Yeah. Then just make, like, a CTE account.
Possibly.
Get good enough.
That would be a great tag team, yeah. Him and Antonio Brown on the fucking...
the tweets. So I got five big questions for the NBA Finals. We'll mix it up here. So who do you think is the best overall player in the series?
Tatum, because of defense, slightly over Luka. Like, it's literally A1, AB, like 99.9, 99.8.
Yeah, no, like, if you...
Like, it's like... And you could flip-flop that. You could argue that with me. They're just two of the best players on the
field. They both can get a bucket, but if one
the
possession...
Defense
one,
is Tatum.
Yeah, one possession, one way, I'd say, like, Luka. But
yeah.
Overall player, like, come like Jason Tatum, he just plays, like, defense so long. He can guard anybody. I feel like he's really stepped up his game on both sides. I mean, he's always been like a 30-point-per-game guy. I mean, I'm going to take Luka as the offense guy, but as an overall player, I'm going with Tatum. There's some great players in the series, man. But
I mean, you can get 36 and like 12 and 10 from either of them any night of the week.
You'll see, too. Like, if not for Porzingis, Jason Tatum, like, on every FanDuel book will be like who gets the most rebounds in the game. Like, it will be him. Like, he'll be the favorite.
Yeah.
Because that's just the expectation he sets. He's not just the score guy.
Small
he
forward,
does everything
yeah.
else. Does everything else. All right. So we talked about Luka and Jason Tatum. If the top two players don't win MVP of the series, who does?
Both second in commands.
Yeah.
Like whichever team wins, it'll be Kyrie or Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
I think
either one of Jason or Luka would really have to struggle to not get it.
Yeah.
Especially because Jaylen Brown getting Eastern Conference and NBA. I know, like, there's voters
or
on it.
Not so much them struggling, but someone else excelling.
That would be nice, but I they would really have to struggle, I feel.
Yeah, some big shots. I mean, it is like a quarterback, like, winning the Super Bowl MVP. Like, that's, like, what should happen.
Like, I just remember, Paul Pierce played great in the 08 finals, but Kevin Garnett, that closeout game in game six, he fucking led the charge and put the Lakers away, and he did not get the NBA Finals MVP. It was Paul Pierce warranted, but that's the way I think it's going to go with, you know, with the Celtics win with Jason Tatum, the other side with the Mavs too, with Luka, because I mean, Luke is putting up a case to be best player in the world.
Yeah, Luka would be like someone else on the Mavs winning it would be more shocking.
Yeah, PJ Washington, that would be.
Yeah, yeah, because like if Luka isn't the MVP, like I don't know how they like win the series.
Yeah, I would say
he's not playing at an MVP level.
Yeah, so Tatum is the favorite, -125. So 2-1 Luka, 550 Jaylen Brown, and then Kyrie is all the way at +2,000.
That's the bet.
Yeah, that's the
value
bet.
Kyrie, that's Kyrie, the bet by miles.
And then that would be my next one if I like pass the Jays. If Derek White just snuck in and had like three nasty games, +3,500. Now I'm not saying that. I don't think that would happen. I think if they win, it will be either Tatum or Brown.
Yeah, that's a slightly smaller bet.
Yeah,
you win more. You have better odds.
How about if you put money? Didn't Iguodala win 1 year for the Warriors?
Yes.
Imagine, but put money on that. I bet that was around like 4,000 or something.
Something, yeah. That definitely was a lot.
Yeah. Next question here. Question number 3. Will we hate Kyrie or Luka more after this series?
After Luka, definitely.
After? I think
From this series, like the overlapping hatred, it will still like the hatred meter will probably be for Kyrie Irving. But the way, like, when we played the Warriors back then, like, if you weren't so fucking sick of Steph Curry by the end of that, like, it's going to be the same thing.
No, yeah. And I liked Klay Thompson before the championship series a couple of years ago, and I still don't like him to this day.
Yeah, no, exactly. No,
like, everyone hates Draymond. Like, Draymond's a bitch. But
yeah.
Like, that was warranted. I would say the spin zone of that would be, we shouldn't care about hating them after the series because we would just wave them goodbye as we win.
Fair.
I think that's the goal, but I'm never going to hate
that. Is the goal.
I'm never going to hate another sports athlete more than Kyrie Irving. So I don't know where that question's going because that guy's a fucking asshole.
Loser.
I don't care. Oh, my mind's been switched and I learned a lot from the Celtics. If you go down, if you lose the first two games in Boston and you just get he's going to get heckled the entire time.
He's going to when that plane lands, the heckling will start for that guy.
And if they go down 0-2, he is not going to be, this is going to be some tough press conferences.
He's going to get off that court quickly.
Yeah, but no, but I do see your, route of Luka, loves talking shit. And that Boston's a great crowd. If if you're getting up on the scoreboard against them, that it's a great place to talk shit to.
Absolutely.
But they'll let you hear it back. So that will be interesting to see. But my personal, I might probably hate Luka after the series, but no one will be more than Kyrie. I'm trying to think of a bigger villain who like Kareem Garcia doesn't even touch that. Who else could it go? Peyton Manning? No, that's not.
I think Canadians era PK Subban.
Yeah, that's
fucking hated that guy.
Sean Avery.
Sean Avery hated him too.
He ruined Mark Savard's career.
Matt Cook, cunt.
There weren't any. A-Rod. Yeah, fuck A-Rod, but everyone kind of said fuck A-Rod. Yeah, I mean, he wasn't
Yeah, there were members of the Yankees.
He was hated by all. He was hated by all. I respected Derek Jeter. I'm just trying to think of rivalries. Who's that? Oh, yeah.
Entire Houston Astros for me. Hate them.
Was it Vucevic, the guy who played for the Lakers? The 3-point?
Oh, yeah. Vucevic.
Yeah. Fuck him. He doesn't talk. I'm just trying to think of guys, but That was a guy I'm trying to think because I obviously didn't hate Kobe or anything, and there wasn't really too many Lakers that you'd hate. I mean, Ron Artest is just kind of a dog.
Yeah.
And you really don't want to talk too much shit about him.
No, especially not on camera.
What is the X factor in the series?
It's Kristaps.
Number 4. Kristaps?
I think it's definitely Kristaps. I think if he's playing at an elite level, if he's kind of not really there yet, that could lead to struggles, both rebounding. Because if he's out there, he's out there to get every board in sight. We need him to be all 7-3, get defense, get blocks. So if he's kind of limping around out there, I think that's not good. But if he's fully back and Kristaps Porzingis, that is huge for us.
Yeah, I think we've been saying it since preseason. He's going to be the X factor this season. And it seems like he's going to get the go for game one. I don't know if it's going to be starting or off the bench, like I said, but definitely important. I think it's closing out games. This is the X factor for me. X factor player, I think, would be, for me, I would say Jason Tatum. I think this is a series where he can really cement his legacy. I know who gives a shit about legacy as long as you win. But, isn't that cementing his legacy, just winning?
I think another huge X factor is Holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Because points, but like if he can lock down Kyrie, like a good bit, like Kyrie's going to get some points. You can't lock that guy down. But if he can hold them back where it is truly just like all on Luka, that's huge for us. That's like one person taking down the Celtics is going to be fucking hard. I don't care who you are.
That's why I love they have so many like ball handlers. Like Tatum can take with the ball. Brown, White, Pritchard when he comes off. Like it's not just Drew Holiday. So Drew Holiday isn't taking the ball up. And then on transition, he's having to get the guy who he's trying to, you know, Kyrie or Luka, whoever he's covering. He can just be on that guy at all times.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Like the point guard doesn't have to walk friggin' 50 feet down the court to get the ball.
No,
like,
exactly. He's been great this play. I think he's
averaged
19 points last series.
Has a ring.
Yeah, he's always been there, done that. Signed a a mid deal. I think 4 years or something like that. So have him from the long haul. And we're gonna get to our series predictions here. Should be a hard fought series. I think it's gonna be very similar to the Pacers series. Not much like not like a sweep or anything like that. But every game for the most part, maybe there might be like a 15-point win by one side, but seems like it's going to happen by who closes out the game. And it seems like the Celtics have done that very well defensively. I mean, there's a reason why both these teams are here. They both have done that well.
Of course, yeah. The last two.
But I like the Celtics in five. It might be a biased opinion, but I'm trying to stay as unbiased as possible. I could see the Mavs getting a game at home, like maybe game two because they suck in game twos. But the Celtics have been money on the road. It really doesn't matter where they play. They're a complete team. They've been the best team all season. I just don't see how the Mavs can take them over and beat them four times.
I don't see that, but I see the Celtics in six. I do think they get two. I think they get the two at home. That crowd's going to be rocking. They're very good at home. But
who's going to get the two at home? You said the Celtics will go two.
No, yeah, like 2-2. I think it's going to be 2-2 going into 5.
It'll be a three-game series going. Okay. Pick your poison at that point. Seems like neither team is really, last series had to, play too many games. I mean, Celtics have been off since last Tuesday, I think, right? I think that's the last time they played. I think that's a good thing in basketball.
Yeah.
Like, I think hockey, that's not a good thing. I think baseball, that's a horrible thing. And football is out. Well, it was just like a week.
Where you said we're really good on the road. Like defending home court's huge because they're really good. Like when you see Luka laughing at people, that's on their home court. Yeah. Like they've killed teams that were supposedly better than them on their home courts multiple times.
And I know regular season doesn't matter, but they worked the Mavs both games this season.
Oh, yeah, but that's
fucking promising. That's in the past.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's always good to get a couple W's out there. I can see. I think it's going to go five. I think it's going to be quicker than what people think. But I think the Mavs they're going to have to play with some desperation because if not, it could get ugly early. But I think it will be close games.
We got this.
I think so.
Let's go. Yeah. Bleed green.
There hasn't been a winner at the TD Garden since 2008. I'd love to see a home game win.
Wouldn't mind it.
Yeah. So you're going to go?
Game one?
There.
Well, let's ride.
Okay, to explain your, goals going into Thursday night?
Well, I'm going to be beside the people's bartender from the Irish pub.
Tough.
And he's going to be in a Slovenia Luka fucking jersey, so just gonna give him hell and have people give him hell every second.
If he gets jumped, are you gonna jump him with them?
Tough buddy.
With them? Like, are you gonna hit him too? Buddy.
No, can't hit him. Can't hit him. Won't do that.
At least you're defending yourself here. I thought you were just gonna be like, yeah, fuck it.
yeah, quick little kick.
Yeah. All right, so that's the Celtics for you.
Let's go. Can't fucking wait. Get me to Thursday. Two sleeps from this recording. Two sleeps.
The more depressing subject would be the finish of the Boston Bruins. Lost in six games. A couple weeks back, we've been on kind of a two-week hiatus, so we're going to recap that. I think they showed tremendous fight, and I think there was a lot of good things that come out of the season, despite me being all lackluster here. But
you were sad all fucking year, dude.
Yeah, I know. And then I was eventually It was like the Kellerman thing. I was just like, eventually, right? I did say Panthers in six, but like me wanting that is not true.
Is it though?
Yeah, I mean, great. I would say the MVP of the season was Jeremy Swayman. He really, you know, stuck on. He played so well in the playoff stretch. He's going to earn a contract hopefully this offseason. It'll be a busy offseason for the Bruins here. But, you know, to go down six games to the Florida Panthers, who I think will be the eventual Stanley Cup champions, is not bad. And, you know, they went down 3-1. What happened in game four? It was like a close one, right? Yeah, 3-2. So they went back to Florida going to the game five, and they could have just sat down late, you know, laid an egg, but they took the game at game five, forced a game six.
Nerve wracking shit, man.
game six was tough at home. They let up a goal in the third period to lose, but I think overall good season. I think, you know, I keep saying it, but when you lose two of your, you know, probably top five guys in the last 20, 25 years, it's a pretty damn good season.
Well, one of them might be two in like franchise history.
Yeah, Patrice Bergeron. Yeah, and you know, another 50-year goal scorer by Pastrnak. It seems like their secondary players, I think they need to upgrade there. You know, especially centers too. They're losing a lot of damn.
No, you need a true first line center. One that I would love, even though he's a giant asshole and I hate him so much, is stealing Sam Reinhart from Florida.
That'd be sweet.
Because not only does that make you so much better, it makes them worse. So would love to get that. Stamkos is a little old. He's out there, unrestricted free agent.
Yeah, him and Patty Kane.
But that's obviously,
who'd you rather have right now, Patty Kane or Stamkos?
Probably Stamkos due to our situation. Patty Kane might still be better, but we need a center.
Yeah, and we need some, like...
I need a face-off winner. There's also Teru Teravainen from Carolina. He's an unrestricted free agent center. That'd be a great one. Marchessault from the Golden Knights. He's an unrestricted free agent too. Wouldn't mind him.
And then they're thinking about trading Ullmark. I would like to see Ullmark go to the team who's in the Stanley Cup actually this year, Edmonton, who needs a goalie. I mean, I guess Skinner took him to the final, but I don't know how much he did. And I think you can get a, you know, decent return, whether it's Nugent Hopkins, who could be a 20-goal scorer, or even you know, throwing a little signing trade with Jacob DeBrusque, maybe a couple draft picks for a guy named Leon Draisaitl. I mean, that'd be nice.
Wouldn't mind it. Don't know if they're down for it.
That's wishful thinking.
Yeah, I don't. You know, like, who doesn't want that? Like Edmonton.
I would have loved to see them lose in seven to Dallas, so he would think about it more.
And that would cause Canada to not potentially win a Stanley Cup, which has never happened in my lifetime.
Oh, wow.
That's on the line.
I forgot that's on the line. Longest traveled series in like NHL history. Like, is this Stanley Cup?
Yeah, I mean, it's
Edmonton to Fort Lauderdale.
And this is not America. This is North America. Yes. Like, not just USA.
And they said the second one was Vancouver and the Bruins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is nuts to me. I'm like that's like south all the way. Miami's all the way south. Whatever you want to call it. Fort Lauderdale.
Well, yeah. Like, we're more of a straight line. They're like diagonal. So it's longer.
Either way, if you're taking that ride, good luck. I think 8 hours I looked today. 8 hours.
Fuck.
Also, a little inside stuff. I'm hoping the Bruins can get a deal done with Jeremy Swayman. I'm hoping it's 8 years, $8 million. I hope that happens. The rumor has it is the years have been iffy because the goddamn Jacobs guys don't want to sack it up. But this kid's 25 years old, was probably a top two goaltender because Dallas went pretty far.
Absolutely.
With their goaltending this year. 25 years old. Give him an 8-year contract. Do that math. 33. I'd give it to him.
Yeah, and it could be in the Jacobs head too, just like, of like, why'd we do this? We always have a fucking sick goalie.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Because that guy doesn't even like hockey. He just knows the goalie's been sick.
Like every year. Yeah. Every year from Tim Thomas.
And it goes like back, like literally like 15 years. Like, it's not just these two. Like, there's been a Vezina caliber goalie in net for the Bruins since like 2006.
Yeah, it's been lovely. I think I looked at it the other day because they haven't been under 500 since 06, and they haven't they've only not made the playoffs one time since 06.
Oh yeah, no. This was a centennial season, like 100 years. Like the Bruins have made the playoffs like 80 times.
Yeah,
in 100 years.
I'm gonna go down the list of unrestricted free agents and like who would you just send to the Sun and who would you want back. So first one, inevitable, Jacob DeBrusk.
He's probably the one you got to move to actually get something.
Yeah, I also think he's going to be asking for like $7 million, and I'm just not giving.
Oh, unrestricted. I thought you said restricted. No, unrestricted.
No,
he's gone. Yeah, he's gone.
UFAs.
No.
It's all gone. JVR. I think he had, you know, a decent year. Usually just stays in front of the net, tips stuff in. I think he had 15, 20 goals. I think he's gone too. I think he'll probably go get a couple more $1 million somewhere else than what he would have here. Thank you for your service, JVR.
Yeah, if he's like not signed later on in free agency, like run that back maybe. But like that's not an issue. Like worry about him much later.
Pat Maroon.
Nah, you signed him to just be the tough guy on a playoff run.
Yeah, he would be, like the way he was skating in the first he actually was effective in some plays. Like he's usually at the right spot, right time. I think that's like the name of his game nowadays. But rough and rowdy calling, like he'd be pretty good.
Yeah. something like that. Like,
Dante Heinen.
Heinen played great for us. Heinen, I would not mind taking Heinen back.
He was a, you know, unbelievable surprise.
You probably can't get him back. Like we got him for literally like the NHL equivalent of like $5. He'll probably want 10.
Yeah. But like he was playing in the AHL. I think he got cut by Pittsburgh. Yep. We all knew he was soft the last time he was on the Bruins and he played okay. But this year he was great. I just don't, if you're a hockey player, it's different if there's like money being thrown around, baseball, NFL. But I mean, he's not going to get that much more money going somewhere else. Why not stay at a place where you played well last year? And
yeah, you know everybody. Around? Like, yeah, why not?
I think that would be a good guy on this list to stick around. The next guy who hasn't played all year, Milan Lucic, I think we can skip him because I don't even think he'll ever play hockey.
No, yeah, he's done.
He's all done. That's not even worth it. Matt Grizzlick, I think Charlestown guy, fire him to the sun. He's all done.
No, you could find someone better than him for sure.
Yeah, that's another thing they have to do. They have, Carlo. I know I wasn't big on Lindholm all year, but he had a good
game. He had a great playoffs.
Game seven.
And he's a good player who I think had a tough year.
Yeah, and McAvoy.
That happens.
Who takes on way too much of the load because they don't have enough people behind him. That's why I think you should, shuffle the deck with your back tier defenseman. And then you have Derek Forbert here, who is a physical presence. I wouldn't mind seeing him. I think he would be fine. But I also could see him going somewhere else.
Yeah, that's like the same thing. There's a fucking thousand Derek Forberts out
same
there.
Same thing
like,
with Kevin Shattenkirk. He's been on a ton of teams now. I don't see him coming back. And then restricted, I mean, Jesper Bovist. I mean, that's if we want to get him back.
I liked him.
Yeah.
If we wanted to take him back, because solid fourth line center, and you need a fourth line center, that fourth line showed greatness at certain points of the season. I'm fine with bringing him back if they want.
Yeah, I would love to see Swayman and then Brandon Buzzy's the kid from Providence who, when they inevitably trade Linus Ullmark, he'll come in and be the backup.
Goalie tandem. Yeah.
He'll be the backup. Would love to see some nice moves. They haven't really spent some money in, a couple years. Not just a couple. They've just kept signing their core guys. Like, Krejci got a contract. Bergeron got a contract. Marchand gets a contract.
Well, that was a tough part of losing the fucking 2 years ago. It was like they did go all in.
Yeah, they went all in.
They made the fun. They did everything.
Yeah.
They got this guy. They got this guy.
Basically what the Celtics were doing now, but Celtics have a lot bigger window.
Yes.
Opportunity. It would be great to see them, build it back up.
Need it.
Florida and Edmonton, the finals.
Fuck them.
Who do you? I mean, I think we're rooting for Edmonton. I think I would like to see the best player in the world win a cup. Also, shout out to Vinny Deharnay, stealing as guest, two-time guest,
Stanley Cup champion.
He is in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah, let's
go.
That
is pretty fucking cool.
Friend of the pod.
He's been playing a lot too.
Stealing as a fact. It has nothing to do with that first line. It was all us.
Definitely not Skinner. That goalie sucks.
He's definitely, the two best players in that fucking NHL.
But Florida's been the best team all of the year. I think they're the most talented up and down. I mean, they're the best goalie in the series. I don't see how they don't win this series by six games or less. I'll just say Panthers in six.
Yeah, the Panthers will win, and it sucks. But whatever, give us Sam Reinhardt.
Yeah.
Although, McDavid and Draisaitl can pull off some shit.
No, then they did against Dallas. Dallas is a really good team.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Like, you can't, being up like three goals to the Oilers is not that game's not over.
Yeah, no,
you still got to play deep because
the other night it was 2-0, and then 2-1 like midway through the third, and I'm like, all right, Dallas got a chance here, and I give Edmonton credit, they held them down.
It's those guys are just they fly. They're so fast. They have hands like McDavid with the puck is faster than like 99.9% of the NHL without the puck, which is nuts.
I like the defenseman Montour too. I think that's been a because he's an unrestricted free agent too. I think.
Yep.
With the Panthers, this is also another year for them to go get it. I mean, Sam Bennett and Tkachuk, they're good players, but
no, Sam Bennett's the worst.
Talented team.
Fuck very Sam talented Bennett. Team. Fuck Sam Bennett. Yep.
Moving on, do we care about OTAs in the NFL?
No.
No, I don't really care. that Joe Milton guy, I saw him throw a couple no coverage, like, go routes today. He threw it like at least 20 yards over the guy's head every time.
Oh, yeah. No. And I mean, it's legitimately way too early it's to care teeth. About football.
No, if you're like, oh, no, like about our team, like, yeah, like you should have been like that 2 months ago.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, like you didn't stand a fucking chance.
Yeah, don't see some like, OTA plays and all of a sudden.
I mean, those are people, no pads, just chilling, getting some reps in. Like, that's all it is. There's no need to fucking.
The news today that Drake May is progressing well. Great. I hope he would be. He's a talented third overall pick in the NFL draft.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like the headline of like the Patriots, like this was like Drake May moved up to like number two in the depth chart behind Jacoby Brissett. It's like no fucking shit.
Yeah. He's going to play Bailey Zappi. I won't even make the roster.
No.
He might even get cut before training camp. Who knows?
Possible.
That's all I really want to touch the Patriots. Justin Jefferson gets a fat deal. I think CeeDee Lamb gets a fat deal.
Justin Jefferson deserves every penny.
Oh, yeah. And they're saying
that guy's unbelievable.
Sam Darnold's going to be his quarterback this year. Good luck. He'll take that straight to the bank, though.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Probably should have spent a slight bit of more money somewhere else. Maybe another position.
Baseball talk.
Yankees, Yankees, Yankees.
What's so good about the Yankees?
Everything.
So the month of May, there's only been 4 players ever to hit 25 extra base hits or more. It's, I think, Ted Williams, Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth, and now Aaron Judge.
Is that good?
Like that? I think that's
is
all
that
you need
good,
to,
viewers?
That's all you need to hear.
And you know what? Juan Soto's right fucking behind him.
Yeah, they were probably all doubles.
Yeah. Yeah, no, unbelievable season so far. Luis Hill's winning the Cy Young. Soto and Judge are going to go 1-2 in MVP with Gunnar Henderson being 3. Respect.
I just want to see what the Red Sox lineup is tonight. I don't even care. Like, why should I care about this season if the Red Sox ownership doesn't? We've been drowning that take. All right, you have Duran, Rev Snyder, Connor Wong, who batted, 200 last year as your 9-hitter, is batting 3rd tonight. Devers, who's your only, I think, maybe, yeah, him, Duran, and I would say Tyler O'Neill are your, like, only real MLB guys. I mean, you have Bobby Dahl back here who hasn't hit the left side of a cart in major leagues. Russell Westbrook's making his MLB debut at 2nd.
Yeah, who knows? He might get some there.
Rafaela has been great in the outfield and has had, I think he has like 8 home runs, but is batting like 110.
Also, shout out Anthony Volpe, having a great year as well.
The team?
They're just killing it.
Yeah. There's been surprise teams. I looked at the wild card the other day. The Kansas City Royals are like putting on a show.
Yeah. Well, like they're at the point where like they've been bad for so long since those like World Series teams that like those kids are starting to come up now. Because like in like football and basketball, you switch immediately. Like you get a draft pick and it's over. Like the draft picks become good in like 4 years in baseball. Yeah, so it takes time.
That's what happened to Houston. Houston's I think that's the biggest shock. Houston is 8 games under.
Could care less. Yeah. I hope that goes to 20 and I hope it goes to 40.
Been in the ALCS the last 6 years or something. Crazy.
And shout out the Chicago White Sox for showing up this year.
15-45.
Thanks for love coming that. Out. I was watching, it was like a Yankees White Sox game, and the guy, they were literally, like whoever was commenting was asking like a former player, I forget what the broadcast tandem was, but he was like, how do you come out to this? Like he was like, at that point, I think they were like 9 and like 38. He was like, how do you go out there and like play your hardest? Like, how do you fucking?
Money.
Yeah, he was like, other than that, like, he was like, how are you like happy in the dugout? Like, fucking, like, he was like, boy, what goes through a team's head when you're this bad? Like, the season, like, their chance of like making the playoffs was zero before Memorial Day.
The Tampa Bay Rays have a worse record than the Boston Red Sox. If you were to tell me that the Sox after 60 games are going to be 30-30, I would believe you. I'd be like, all right, they are, yeah, because they're a very average baseball team. But my surprise thing of the Red Sox has been their starting pitching. Tanner Houck might make the All-Star game.
Yeah, he might.
Has a frisbee for a slider. Has been pitching deep in the games. Cutter Crawford, I think, has been okay. Brian Bayo has been starting a lot. A lot of guys on the IL. I don't know how much I can, like, pay attention to the Red Sox. Though, like, I watched a lot of games in April. I've stopped watching it recently. It's just a boring team to watch.
Yeah, so you should watch the Yankees, most electrifying team in baseball.
You can't do that. I even like
starting pitching's elite, the bullpen's elite, the lineup rakes.
I got asked to go to a game like next Monday. I was like, I'm good. I don't need to go to a game on Monday.
Come to Celtics game one.
Yeah, and I don't even want to know the price of that ticket.
It was ugly.
It was ugly.
But we carry on.
Are you sitting courtside?
Defending at least? The wall.
Sitting courtside?
No, I wish.
No. Concessions going to do any reviews?
We'll see what we got. They might have some finals-based specials.
Yeah, you can't really focus too much on the concessions in game one of the NBA Finals, though.
No. It won't be my focus. I'm not Magic. Yeah, maybe I can sneak beers. Magic in.
Shout out to Magic Mike. Played him in softball last night. Finally had a jersey. Had nice cleats. He was looking healthy.
Progress.
He's looking healthy.
Love that, Magic. Let's go. It's early in the season.
Anton, on the other hand, what a fat fuck.
Ooh. Smoked.
Smoked.
The Rays first, now this.
Yeah, and I want the Celtics to win. But he definitely wants them more, and that kind of angers me.
Definitely wants it more. Yeah, wants it way more than you do.
Definitely wants it more. UFC 302, watched it last weekend.
Great card.
Good stuff. Let me pull up the fights here real quick before we end it. UFC 302?
302, yes.
303 is Conor McGregor making his way back.
Hopefully.
Hopefully? Was there scares?
He just canceled the press conference, and you can no longer purchase the pay-per-view pre-order
shit.
On ESPN Plus.
I heard they were going to have a record-breaking... What happened today? I heard yesterday they had a record-breaking amount of people in like the ticket sales just for the press conference.
Hopefully that's why. Well, the press conference got canceled.
Yeah.
And hopefully too many pre-orders or something might have caused it to like shut down.
Yeah. That
break the app or something?
It doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't.
So Islam Makhachev takes down Dustin Poirier in the fifth round.
Yes.
Fifth round, 242. It was pretty Islam was definitely leading, but Poirier, you know, was putting on what he could do, and then he got caught, you know, on the ground, submission.
No, he gave it his all. His takedown defense was incredible. I mean, that is a tough dude to not let take you down, and he did get him down a couple times, but that's a dude who goes through fights like 10 for 10 shooting for takedowns.
And all I could think of was his training was just not like letting himself getting taken down. I think that's what he looked at the whole time. I mean, Khabib is in Islam's corner, so you look out and it's these two. I mean, Islam's going to go down on his way to being like a top all-time guy. Obviously, Khabib is, you know, top three.
Echelon, yeah.
You know, there wasn't after the first, like last two, when Sean Strickland beat Paul Costa, decision split, but I thought that was bullshit, I think.
That ref should be, a judge should be in prison.
He definitely won by more than a split. Like
he won. He won unanimously.
Yeah.
But it wasn't even a close split either. Like it was like one of those is like 49-46 Strickland, and like the other dude picked like 49-46 Costa, which is like, what were you watching?
Yeah. I mean, if you just look at, if you see just what I'm looking at right now, there was no knockouts the entire card. And there was two submissions, and that was it.
Yeah.
That's
different, unique. Mean,
yeah, you want to see knockouts, but there were good fights. Nico Price put on his show. He was a plus 215 dog. Nailed it. Nailed it. Unanimous.
Yeah. Speaking of dogs, we got fucking Tucarito Marcano or something like that on the Padres. We're a gambling show. He's the guy who was literally just got a lifetime ban from the MLB.
Tucarina.
It's something like that. It's a weird first name. It's Marcano last name.
It says Padre. UFC, which is funny. That sounds like a UFC name.
Tucupita.
So breaking, investigating allegedly gambling on baseball. So let's see.
Did 25 bets, won one. I think it came to 4.3%.
Was it just all on him?
It was all on Pittsburgh.
Besides when that Haas pitches, and I don't know how that go.
And there were like three others that went down with him in this. They weren't like together or anything, but it was just like the MLB like investigating.
He hasn't played for them in a little bit.
One of the guys, that might have been because of an investigation.
Yeah.
But one of the guys, his name was like Kelly. I think he was on the A's. They caught him betting on major league games while he was in the minors.
That's bullshit.
That deserves nothing.
Yeah.
They're feeding that guy like ham sandwiches on fucking a tour bus.
Getting paid a couple $100 a week.
Yeah, exactly. He should be able to do
that. That's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
How do people even find out?
I don't even get that. Yeah,
I don't
what
even
the
get
fuck?
How people find out.
You know what I mean? Like, do they find out once you make the MLB? Like, yeah. This guy had a fucking FanDuel account? Like, that's crazy.
Oh, what if he gets the call, like, whatever big leaguer wants, and then it's just...
Yeah, while the parlay is
that
fucking...
just comes down. That'd be tough.
Yeah, while the parlay is just waiting. No, I saw something, too. It was like, he literally, like, every, like, parlay he had, he lost the fucking Marcano guy. Like, it was like, top scenes, his career's over.
We've all been there. I mean, not the case on betting on ourselves, but, you know, losing some tough bets. I mean, Anton 1-19, that sounds like a normal Tuesday.
Yeah, but it didn't ruin his MLB career.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I know it did.
Yeah.
So episode 164 in the books. Steel and Naz here again. Go Celtics. They're gonna be hell of a series.
Need Thursday night.
Another big shout out to our sponsors, Slide Edge Fitness Performance, Craig Kelly at 101 at French Avenue. It's nice out. Maybe he's getting out. I'll have to text him and be like, hey, do your sessions get outside? Because it's beautiful out there.
It's beautiful.
Great weather. And then law offices, Patrick J. Foley. So a couple nice days for open houses. Get your legal work done by him.
Yeah, see the sights. Get out there. Get out and about.
Yeah. I'm sure he's pulling for the C's. He's a big C's guy.
Bleed green, baby.
Bleed green. You think he's paying to go to the game? Yeah, who knows?
Beats me.
Yeah.
See you, JJ's.
Yeah.
Big Thursday.
Peace.
The new year is almost here, and if you're looking to shed off some holiday pounds before beak season, well, look no further and head on down to Slight Edge Fitness Performance, located at 101 French Avenue in Braintree, Massachusetts. Owned and operated by our guy, Quincy legend, Craig Kelly. You will be assured that you are getting the best training around. They believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training and have been leading the charge at their state-of-the-art fitness facility since 2020. Their staff is actively enriching the lives of members and creating a community of like-minded people who love being healthy and strong. They are helping you to get in shape and teaching you how to maintain your health and fitness. Group fitness classes as well as one-on-one personal training sessions are available. Make sure to visit slightedgefit.com and also follow them on Instagram at slightedgefitness and set up a consultation today. If you're looking to get back in shape or trying to get a slight edge on the competition, this gym is for you. Check out Slight Edge Fitness and Performance, located at 101 French Avenue in Braintree, Massachusetts, and tell them the boys from Steel and Naz sent you.